The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for spending some of it with us right here on the world famous K-Rock. The people that have brought you the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas for the past 33 years consecutively. And we are at it again, this time, Smashing Pumpkins.
I think we took that year off for COVID, though.
Whatever. Who remembers that? 33 years minus one in the middle, perhaps, for COVID. It's going to be back at the Forum, and it's going to be a great time on December 14th. Tickets go on sale a week from today, so you can see Smashing Pumpkins, Beck, 311, Jimmy World, Franz Ferdinand, Royal Otis, the Linda Lindas, Baby. Oh, baby! Many others that I can't remember right now.
Baby,
because R&B Klein may make a cameo. Who knows?
Oh, please do.
Who knows what could happen there? It's a great...
Oh, baby, gonna get down, down, down.
That's right. It's a lineup.
Can you do it on stage? Can you do that, please?
I will happily do that if they allow us to go.
As the stage rotates back.
If they allow us to have the microphones on stage, I will R&B the audience so that they can...
Oh, baby, gonna get down, down.
Oh, yeah. They all get horny.
Everyone's going to start effing right there at the front.
Yeah, totally.
They're going to all start effing because once you hear R&B Klein, that sets the mood in a big, big way, right?
Yep.
This hour on the show, Box of Shame is back. I'm looking at it right now in the K-Rock studios. Our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets will be revealed, and you can judge us accordingly. So we will get to that. We also got your Friday flexes to get to, moments of this week that you feel worthy or to brag to us about.
I've got a good one.
See, I think I have a good one, and I know you guys are going to turn mine against me and make me feel bad about mine, but I think mine is about as braggy gets.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll get into all that coming up this hour on the show, and I think we have some more stuff to give you as well. So hang tight, let's give you some gorillas as we kick off the final hour of the week. And if you need us, the interaction is happening all over the place. 800-520-1067 to join us on the phones and the text line. Or you can watch the show as we are streaming on YouTube as we speak on the K-Rock YouTube page where there's a very active message board chatting as we speak.
Hard to keep up with it, but I'm trying.
All right. We kick it off with this, and then the Box of Shame is next. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. It's Friday. And Friday, usually you should be in a good mood for because it means the weekend is here. But you could also be in a very bad mood if you're us because you know that the Box of Shame is about to rear its ugly head over the airwaves and one of us will have to defend ourselves for some shameful behavior we had in the real world. It is time for the Box of Shame.
The Box!
What's in the box?
Of Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
All behold the Box of Shame. Some people are looking at it for the very first time on the stream. YouTube. This is the Box of Shame. It is full of stories and shameful moments.
It's very shiny.
If someone had to relieve themselves in the sink at a fast food restaurant because the bathrooms were unavailable, like Jake.
I think it was a trash can.
Oh, actually. Excuse me. A trash. Even worse. A trash can. All right. Folded out of one piece of paper. Box of Shame. Closing up the box.
Oh my gosh, that is a loud
closing
process.
Up the box. This person Don't be me, don't be me, don't be me. Shoot. I should pick another one.
No, you can't pick another one.
This person accidentally got a one-year-old drunk.
Whoa. Before you get into this story, I know that I have kind of done that before, just with breastfeeding.
This
was
not my own kid, by the way. Oh. This happened more recently. I actually added this story like 2 weeks ago.
And you do like him young, huh?
Oh, shut up. It's so sick. What's wrong with you? You should go in the box of shame for that joke, you weirdo.
Am I right, Omar?
Nope. Omar, don't defend that. Do not defend that. Do not defend it.
What?
He likes him young, remember?
No, he heard it. He's not going to comment on you.
Oh, come on.
One-year-old. That's disgusting.
You love it.
Nothing south of three. So listen, I was at a one-year-old's birthday. I was at a birthday party. A bunch of children were there. There was alcohol being served, and I had a drink. I actually had a few drinks because the bartender was making the Paloma. That was the house drink of choice.
Oh, love those, yeah.
And I threw quite a few of them back, and in my glass, I had a lot of ice in there, but I had had quite a few drinks as well, and I had kind of reused the same ice, so who knows how much alcohol had been absorbed in the ice. My drink cup was by the birthday girl. The mom was saying that she was being all fussy because she thought she had a tooth coming in, and I didn't think much of it, and I said, oh, well, I have some ice here, and I was kind of giving the kid ice out of my cup, and she was rubbing it in her gums, and she was putting it in her mouth, and I didn't really think much of it, and then an hour went by, and they
You were giving the kid ice from a cup that you had already drank it out of?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, because...
That's an interesting choice.
Well, I wasn't...
Giving the kid fresh ice?
I didn't think about getting up to get other ice. I just happened to have ice, and the mom said, oh, you got ice. I think she's got teething stuff. And I said, sure, here you go. I didn't feel the need to say there had been a bunch of Palomas in this cup. I just didn't.
All right.
She didn't seem to ask either.
I didn't say. So it was kind of not really my fault. Anyway, the kid loved the ice, sucking on it, back in the cup, drinking the melted ice, the whole thing. And then it was time for the big birthday song and the smash cake and all that crap. And the kid pretty much passed out in their high chair with their face down in the cake.
Their face down in the cake?
Yeah, and someone said, she seems drunk, and everyone had a good laugh. And then I thought about what I had kind of done for the last hour.
Man, do you think it would have hit her that quickly?
Oh, yeah. I don't think one-year-olds have a great tolerance. And then the mom's going, no, she's probably just tired because she's overexcited. And everyone's like, yeah. And this kid was wobbly and definitely hammered.
Cool.
And I was like, should I say
Is
something?
Is that your move?
No, it's not my
get all wasted.
Thank you, Omar. Jesus, I'm waiting.
And I thought to myself, man, I think that I am responsible single-handedly for getting this baby drunk.
I don't think that's that shameful. I think your heart was in the right place. And you know what? Every best birthday is the birthday you can't remember.
Right. You're not going to remember the first birthday anyway. That's the thing about the first birthday. The parents put a lot of thought and effort into it. The kid's never going to remember it anyway.
Yeah,
every time we go to a stupid birthday, I say to one of my daughters, hey, remember your first birthday? Nope. You don't not one thing? No.
Exactly.
No, nothing.
But then as you get older, 21st birthday is a blur for me, but it was great.
Right.
And I don't remember what happened.
Yeah. Well, I guess so technically on the headline, yes, Klein got a baby drunk on their birthday and made them pass out in their own smash cake. But the reality is
her tolerance will be better for next year.
Yeah, it's not my fault she's a lightweight. She's fat thighs. I thought she could have held her booze. But whatever. What do I know? Just a grown ass man at a kids' party.
Just Cosby and some kids.
So shut up. Quick break. Back with more show notes. Got something flex worthy? You want to get it off your chest before the weekend? It's always good to brag about stuff that happened, even if it seems insignificant or small. We'll take the minor wins. Friday Flex, 800-520-1067. We'll get to your calls and texts in a moment. Share with you something that we did this week, each of us individually, that we think is flex worthy, and you can judge us accordingly. But first, let's say hi to this guy's been on the phone for 25 minutes. What could this be about? Go ahead. You're on K-Rock. What's up?
What's up, Klein? Okay, you guys. I worked hard on this, so I got a Christmas card for you guys. That's all about the Almost Acoustic Christmas.
All right.
If you'd like to hear it, I'll read it to you.
I'm going to pass.
I want to hear it.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Nope.
It's getting to look a lot like Almost Acoustic Christmas. Sublime is on the way. They're drinking some Royal Otis. Along the way, the Lindas are crying because they're too young to drink. 311's a little sad that Halloween is over, but they're still smashing the pumpkins. all day long. AWOL Nation and Beck are trying to do their laundry to get ready for the show, but ran out of game. So they don't know what to do, hoping for a Christmas miracle, because the show is almost here. Jimmy Eat World now has diarrhea. BBY and the Franz Ordinary, I can't pronounce that band, but are laughing with the Klein and Alley show. Thank you, K-Rock, for all that you guys do for the show.
We have to start that over again. We missed it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, this time we're ready.
Yeah.
It's getting to look a lot like almost Acoustic Christmas. Sublime is on the way. They're drinking some Royal Odin. Along the way, the Lindas are crying because they're too young to drink. 311's a little...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Klein and Alley Show.
Beautiful. Beautiful poem, sir. Thank you for sharing. We got it that time.
Now I know why Christmas cards just have a picture of a squirrel on it and says, go nuts this Christmas.
That's why. Because when you really put thought into it, that's what you get. Thank you.
Terrible.
That's good. I hope you're not hoping for tickets. You'll get them next week from us, and then they go on sale a week from today. But that was a beautiful... Maybe we'll bring that guy up on stage. He can perform that poem in front of everyone there at the forum.
Oh, my God. They love a quick transition,
they
too.
Would love that.
323 said he must have been in the turtle reading group, too.
Oh, man. I think I remember that guy. My classmate. Friday flex time. If there's things that happened this week that you feel are brag worthy, now's a good time to get them to us on the text line, on the phones. We'd like to wrap up the week with some positivity, and there's lots of things you could be complaining about this week, and I know we complain quite a bit on the show about a variety of things, but this is only time for flexing here on Friday Flex.
Friday Flex, Friday Flex, Friday Flex, Friday Flex.
So, are there more of those horns?
That's it.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I was on my way to work the other day.
Ordinary. I can't pronounce that name.
Oh, no, stop.
Are laughing with the Klein and Alley show. Thank you, K-Rock, for all that you guys do.
Enough.
Okay, great.
So I was driving to work, and usually one of the few benefits of getting up this early in the morning is that there's not a lot of traffic on the way there. I ran into a situation on the 405 where it was all lanes stopped. I could see the cop car ahead of there. They had closed off all of the lanes, and I just heard on the news that they were closing everything off, and I was like, oh my God, your day is instantly going to suck, right? A lot of people would think that, but... because of exactly where I was in that moment, I was able to get off on the Santa Monica exit, bypass all the traffic, and then it was a green light. I went through the green light to get back on the on-ramp and back on the freeway, and I missed the entire thing. Didn't even have to take side streets and be like, oh, alternative route. No, I got to get right back on the freeway and avoid the entire stoppage.
It's a great feeling.
I didn't have to text anybody saying I'm going to be late. It was like, oh, no, my day's going to suck. Oh, no, my day is exactly as it was.
Sometimes that is the greatest flex of all. It's really not a flex. It's just it could have gone south so quickly, and instead you were able to figure out a way to flip it back around.
And sometimes you have to make those decisions in a split second. Like, do I get off or not? I have to make the choice right now. I don't know. And sometimes you get off, and then it's even worse than being on the freeway.
You know, most of this week, I didn't have my wallet with me because I can't find my wallet. I lose it, I don't know, every 3 days. Let's just put it that way. So I stopped to get a coffee, and this was on the way into work yesterday. Didn't have my wallet with me, which I knew, but usually will have my phone, which is okay because I can Apple Pay. But I also left my phone in my car.
Oh.
I made the coffee, already started drinking the coffee, went to the register, and then I had that moment where I realized, oh, I'm so annoyed. I don't have my wallet, I don't have cash on me, and I don't have my phone. So I'm going to have to put the thing down, go outside, do the whole thing. And the guy at 7-Eleven had a crazy incident where the hot dog machine was smoking.
Whoa.
And he could not, I was at the register to pay, and he was so trying to put out what was about to become a giant fire on the hot dog machine that he said to me, just go, just go. And it was the greatest just go I ever experienced in my life, because I didn't have, little did he know, I had no intention of actually paying anyway.
Dude, so, and you wonder why all the 7-Elevens are closing down.
Yeah, this guy was putting out some sort of a, I mean, it was smoking pretty hard, but I don't know what it was turning into.
So what'd you save, you think, $1.95?
It's not even about that. It's the whole idea of having to put it down, go back out of the cold, find my thing, go inside. Got to avoid that altogether, and that made it a Friday Flex-worthy moment. Richard on K-Rock, good morning. What's up?
Richard?
Yeah, that's you. Yeah, that's you.
Oh, my bad. My name's TJ.
My bad. My name's different than what you said it is.
Don't worry about it, TJ. We'll put that
but same thing.
User error. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Friday Flex. Yesterday, I got late in the morning and at night.
Whoa.
And on top of that, closed the gap.
Nice.
Good for you.
Close the gap.
Is this the same person in the morning and at night?
Yes, it's my fiance.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. That's a nice phase in the relationship.
Yeah, I know that you have morning sex, and then you're like, and now we'll resume in the evening.
Still put in the effort.
But wait, there's more.
What?
Who initiated did the same person initiate both sessions, or did you initiate one and she initiated the other?
Yeah, fiance was hot to go.
Huh.
Cool.
Maybe you didn't close the gap in the morning. Maybe that's why.
No, I did. Definitely
No, you did, and then she wanted more. That's what happens, Klein.
Yeah, okay, well, don't tell me how it works. I'm well aware. That's ooh, or harder, or thank you. That's me explaining how it works. Jake, what you flexing about this week? I know you had a big week of flexing, dude.
Yeah, last night, at last second, I got invited to go see LCD Sound System at the Palladium. And you know how on each side of the Palladium, there's those balconies?
Yes.
Well, my buddy used to work there. And when we got there, we ran into his old coworkers. They gave us the code to, like, the staff entrance only part. And now there's a brand new middle balcony just for staff. And we watched the show from there and had free beers and everything. It was sick.
Wow. That's awesome.
There's a great feeling about being in an area that you know you're not supposed to be in. And you just kind of, half of the time you spend looking over your shoulder waiting for someone to tap on you and go, like, excuse me, can you get out of this area?
But yeah, and you're kind of looking around shifty too. Like, yeah. I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, that's the one thing that will kind of be the giveaway you're not supposed to be there is if you keep looking around. Yeah. Like, if you keep looking around, moving your eyes, going, like, I can tell that I don't belong here. They'll pick up on that and they'll throw
totally.
You out.
But so once you're in the clear, you gotta drink twice as much beer.
Because you know it could end at any moment.
Yep.
That's probably Jake standing there. And they're probably all going, who let that guy with the weirdo with the jorts and the dog up here?
I don't know. Palladium's like going downhill with
someone's
their staff.
Like, yeah, that must be like an AMA thing or something. Must be one of those
Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, they don't know what it is. All right, well, thank you. I'm looking at some great flexes coming through on the text line. Turn today into a day off. I have Monday off, so technically I'm embarking on a 4-day weekend right now, guys. That's flex worthy as well. My first 3 days listening to your show, and I'm hooked. I'm into you guys now, so there's my flex. Saw what you guys look like on YouTube. Not nearly as ugly as I anticipated. So flex to you all. Thank you much. It's K-Rock. All right, that'll do it for us for at least right now. But fear not, Nicole Alvarez will be in here 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock, 90s at noon. Everything else she has in store for you to get you ready for the weekend. Next week, we can start giving you tickets to K-Rock's 33rd annual. There she is, Nicole Alvarez, in the window. 33rd annual, Almost Acoustic Christmas. What a lineup. Sublime, and Smashing Pumpkins, Beck, 311, Jimmy Eat World, Royal Otis, Linda Linda's, Baby, I'm sure some others I've forgotten, Franz Ferdinand, AWOL Nation. List goes on, and we'll start giving you those tickets next week. I'm sure you'll win them, but if not, you can buy them 1 week from today, starting at noon at Ticketmaster.com. Make an alert right now on your phone so you don't forget and then realize after the fact, God, I blew it. I had a chance, they warned me, and I blew it. So we'll get to that next week on the show. All right, let's do takeaways from today's show, and then we'll get out of here. Thanks for everyone who joined us on the radio, joined us on the live stream, on YouTube. Greatly appreciate it. Love you to continue to share this with others and help us to hashtag grow this show.
310, my takeaway is if you see some baddies at 3 o'clock, that means there's three of them.
That's right, according to Johnny and his knowledge of time. If you missed Johnny Doesn't Know Time, I highly recommend you check out the podcast or go watch the YouTube. Because
that was painful, man.
That really made me question everything that I thought I've ever known about humanity.
And time in general, as a construct.
Yeah, it was, to not know some of those things was baffling.
Let's see, 909, my takeaway is the Gary Coleman Grill is banned in Ventura County. Let's see.
Coleman Grill.
818, my takeaway is New York is in an easterly time zone.
Yep.
These all have a theme. 213, my takeaway is like the sands through an hourglass, so are the days of our lives. And 818, my takeaway is lizard chicken skin will be the new best dish at your Thanksgiving
dinner. What a great idea in the Dank Tank today. Thank you for all the interaction and all the ideas. Hate to wrap up the show with a Friday flex from our very own Vanessa, but this came in moments ago from Colombia.
Got my passport, bitches. Only 24 hours. Woo-woo.
She got her passport, bitches, into exactly as she said, in 24 hours.
Lucky is it girl syndrome.
Is it a real one? Did she? Is she going to be? She's not back in the country yet. The bet was not if she was going to get it or not. The bet was would she make it back by Monday. So that's the question.
Got my passport, bitches. Only 24 hours. Woo-woo.
So she seems excited. That's from Colombia. She claims she got her passport and now she's ready to travel. We will see if she returns or not.
And all she had to do was threaten to murder everyone at the Colombian embassy.
That's it. That's her way. So she gets
things
done.
She's got the glasses. Just give it to her.
Give her the passport. What's your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Nerd?
We are healing dumb.
Yeah, we're healing dumb. That's right. This guy said it so beautifully. On a week that was otherwise emotionally all over the place for a lot of people, and I don't care if you're political or not. There's a million reasons why you could have been. Maybe this guy was just a Yankees fan recovering from the World Series. So many reasons why people were feeling hot and cold or this or that. And I think this guy put it so beautifully, Ali, because he said that it's not just that we are here. It's that we are dumb.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for being there for me. On a pretty crappy day with the elections and everything, I wanted to stay away from politics and everything else. And you guys were there for me. I just didn't want to hear smart people talking about the election.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for being what I needed.
We are medicated dumb. Ask your doctor about us.
Great.
Go ahead. Omar, takeaway?
Yeah. All we need to do to get the chickens and lizards tomatoes, listen to this.
Boom, baby, gonna get down, down, down.
Gotta start banging, making that skin.
I'm telling you.
Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is, baby, now we got bad blood.
Okay, great. Here's your official
and
anthem.
And the haters gonna hate.
Anthem of
chicken
the weekend.
Chicken tenders.
Thank you. Am I right? It's time for your weekend anthem. Turn it up.
I love Taylor.
Turn it up and play it wherever you are as loud as you possibly can. Welcome to the weekend. You've made it.
I love the ham dog.
I'm spicy. I don't have no thought. No,
I would get massive. It's
not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, we're sad. Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
You got dongs.
Y'all are disrespectful.
Oh, she has opinions.
You guys need to do more better.
Acid farts.
Hit the beach or hit the mall.
Yeah.
Do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes. Just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah. Loved it. I love every weekend.
F*** you. F*** you, Klein. F*** you, Allie. All you motherfuckers.